651, 1320 WILS. So there's all kinds of reaction to Donald Trump's executive order on immigration, banning immigrants from seven countries. We've got these 15 attorney generals across the country urging the federal appeals court to uphold this this ban on the order. Now we've got tech companies like Apple and Google, Microsoft all fighting it too. Joseph Castleberry with us, author of The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values, president of Northwest University in Seattle. Joseph, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be back on the program. Yeah. Thank you.
It was a judge in Seattle that actually put a stop to the ban. Well, what do you make of that decision?
Well, appeals court has upheld that ban, and it's going to the Supreme Court, so we will find. I suspect that the Supreme Court is going to mostly uphold Trump's order, but I think one of the things that we're all having to see here is that the government is actually complicated, and you've got to do it carefully or you run into trouble in the court.
So you, when you have companies like Apple and Google saying that it hurts their growth and innovation, The ban specifically on Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Yemen, do you think that's really true?
I doubt that it's true in this particular case. What we're seeing here is a great big case of political theater, and everybody's trying to score some points here. The executive order itself was mostly theater. There was no specific crisis. The reality is that we are extremely careful in the way we vet refugees. And I can't imagine that President Trump is going to come up with a stricter way of doing it.
He wants to be able to check social media, that kind of thing. He wants to go further than where we go now to see what people really are up to. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that's an obvious thing to do. I mean, there's no legal prohibition against doing that. That was just the preference of Obama's State Department. And yeah, that's a good change.
But, okay. So the ban itself, do you support it or not?
No, I don't support the ban. I think we need to be compassionate towards refugees. That's part of our national character. We do vet them extremely carefully, and I'm in favor of that. But let me
say his argument is these countries, we don't even know, they don't have any kind of structure for us to trust the people that are telling us who they are or what they are. What do you say to that?
Well, there's more ways to vet people than just looking at government records. And if that were all they were doing, that would be terribly irresponsible. But we actually do have strong vetting procedures that are working. We haven't had any successful terrorist plots from refugees over the last, since 2001.
Okay, but the Trump administration points to Europe and says, look, we don't want that happening here. Do you agree it's something that could happen?
Well, anything could happen, but what we have here is a long track record of excellence in terms of the decisions we've made about refugees. And let's keep doing what works. Let's start focusing on some things that don't work. For example, we have had several people pull off successful terrorist attacks that we were watching. Mm-hmm. We knew about them and we were watching them, and we let them pull off a terrorist attack. That's crazy. We can do better than that.
Other than the humanitarian aspect of it, why do we want to bring in tens of thousands of refugees, let's say even from Syria, into the U.S.?
It's a purely humanitarian decision to bring in refugees, but it's the right thing to do, and it's the way our country has worked for hundreds of years. Now, we haven't always been uniformly compassionate with refugees through our history, but there's a long history of Judeo-Christian values governing our actions as a nation, and these are things to be proud of.
Now, I should note that surveys are showing that many of the Trump voters support his ban. Why do you think that is?
There are about 30% of the people in the country that would support him no matter what he did. Mm-hmm. But you can't govern the country on 30%. And so, we're hoping that President Trump will be careful in the way he governs us, and that he'll govern us in a way that makes our enemies ashamed.
Let me ask you, too, Joseph Castleberry with us. The book is The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values. How do you think we should deal with the illegal immigrant issue, and we've already seen one executive order on that. What do you think we should do now?
Well, we need to get away from the idea that we can solve our immigration problems with executive orders. Because if we keep doing it this way, then the Democrats get in, they do it their way, the Republicans get in, and they do it their way, and the problem never gets solved, and the borders remain porous, and we've got massive numbers of people who are here as
He wants to take more aggressive action on removing illegal immigrants that have any kind of criminal issue, let's put it that way. Do you think that's appropriate?
I think no reasonable person is opposed to deporting people who commit crimes, who commit felonies.
Okay. And I think he wants to expand it a little more than where we are now. I mean, do you think this is should be a top priority to focus on illegal immigrants and remove them from the country?
People who commit felonies really have no claim to American compassion. Okay. So I have no problem with President Trump deporting felons.
And what should we do about those that have not committed crimes but are here illegally?
We need to recognize that our own system and we have been complicit in bringing them here. Employers want the cheap labor. And frankly, we've got a situation here in Washington State, which is one of the reasons our state has been so pro-immigrant. We don't have enough labor to pick our crops, to harvest our fruit crops. We're seeing fruit rotting on the ground every year because we don't have enough labor. So we need to come up with a system that provides us the labor we need and is compassionate and fits our values. And we can do this. We're smart enough as a nation to come up with an immigration system that works. The problem is that for many years, nobody has wanted the system to work. Everybody's been making a killing off of it.
Really? But why? I mean, what would be a system that would work then? What could we put into place that would allow them to be here, work, and we could move forward?
Well, one thing is go ahead and use the technology we have for e-verify and hold employers accountable to the rules, but we need to have rules that work.
Okay. E-verify would mean that the illegal immigrants wouldn't be able to get these jobs, right?
Right. If you actually have laws that work and there's enough labor supply, then there's no reason you shouldn't hold employers accountable to the law.
Okay. But what happens with all the produce and the fruits and so on that you're talking about that need picking? What would happen in those cases?
Well, if we make sufficient guest worker visas available to supply the labor needs we have, then that'll be fine. Well, some people say Americans should be doing those jobs. Well, in reality, Americans don't want to do those jobs. Americans want higher paying jobs, and they want jobs that aren't so physically demanding and difficult. So, you know, we've tried hard to get Americans to come do these jobs. They don't want them. So, you know, if we go about this reasonably, we can solve this problem. But the problem is everybody's been using it as a political football. The Democrats didn't solve the problem when they could have. They had total control of the government, and they didn't solve it. Now the Republicans have total control of the government, and they better solve it, or it's going to turn out badly for us all.
Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University in Seattle, and author of the book The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values. Joseph, it's been great to have you here on WILS. Thanks.
Anytime. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That is it for Monday. Just getting the week started here on WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. Thank you for joining us, and come back around tomorrow at 6 p.m. We'll be right here on WILS. Good night.